Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
I ain't doing no marathon. You ain't gonna see me with none of that stuff. I don't ever just run. Matter of fact, if you see me running, you better start running too, because something's coming.
9.
You know, I felt like redneck royalty when Hank Williams III started following me at Nueve on Twitter.
Page.
I want to be known for my kindness and my contribution to society rather than the size of my breasts.
And Fat Boy.
I never give my seat up to a woman, especially if she's in better shape than me.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks!
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, in 3, 2, 1, now exhale. Yeah.
Woo.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That oxygen's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Feels good. You want some best damn audio? I'll give
Love
you
it.
Some. I'll give you some right now.
Give it to me.
We're going to start out with, it's a police body cam from Cincinnati, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to other Cincinnati's that do not exist.
That's where they make the candles that smell good, no?
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Cincinnati.
Oh,
there we go.
I
knew I'd have to.
Not up on candle humor.
It would have been better like via tweet or something.
I unfriend all those people on my Facebook.
Good for you. No MLMs.
Yeah, unless I'm trying to sell you.
Unless he's trying to sell
you.
Oh, you could earn an extra $50.
Hey, yeah.
Come on.
The damn thing works like a dream, all right?
I bet it does.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah, we'll start in Cincinnati with the... police body cam footage. It's from an arrest last year, and it's going viral. It's blowing up on the internet right now. And the reason is because of the politeness of the arresting officer who busted a guy at gunpoint by the back door of an apartment he was robbing.
Hands up. Get down on the ground. Thank you. Thank you. We'll let you know what's going on, okay? I appreciate you cooperating with us.
Yeah.
You got nice eyebrows. Look at that. You don't pluck them or anything, do you?
I don't get it.
Why don't you get
it? Okay.
I think it just strikes people as odd that the officer is so polite and friendly about it.
But so was his eyebrows like beautiful or something?
Apparently he had nice eyebrows.
Okay.
He had nice eyebrows.
Orned up.
No,
throw you in the car.
It's like that on Live PD, that little tiny blonde lady. I can't remember in which county she's in. She's always very, very, very polite to mm-hmm. people. She's very tiny, petite blonde lady. Talks in a Midwestern accent.
Yeah.
Well, they got to get Arizona off of there. All they do is pull people over.
Well, yeah.
It's like nothing else happens.
Yeah.
The traffic stop in Arizona. Well, this is exciting.
Well, that's what they're
doing. You prefer Greene County.
Look, one of those times in Arizona, they're going to pull over someone who's going to have, like, you know, 18 people being human trafficked in the car. Or they're going to find, like, kilos of drugs.
As you stay in Greene County or Pasco County.
Yeah.
Let's stay with those.
I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while.
I've been off it for like a couple months.
Honestly. Oh, okay. You'll still complain about it?
Yeah, pretty
it
much.
Hold on. I'm getting a word now. We're going to go live to Richland County, Paige. Sergeant Slaughter is now saying he's going to take his life unless you go off with him.
Oh, boy. Don't put me.
He's going to clutch himself.
I can't even answer to that.
Oh. Yeah. Nine, I need to go to Penal County right now.
Okay.
The guy with the cowboy hat is pissed off about something.
I think it's Pinellas.
Pinellas?
I think so.
Thank you.
Penal County. Imagine.
You say penal, I say Pinellas.
Yes, yes. There's a song. It's been really popular for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months probably. Like really, really, really popular. I've never heard it. Mm-hmm. I've heard of it. I've seen the name a bunch of times because I have friends who have kids, but I've never heard this damn thing.
I don't know. I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm talking about Baby Shark.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never heard it until finally I did hear it and realized, thanks to Hanson thinking so too, that this is just bop redone Baby Shark. Yeah, I never realized it, but here you go. Here's the other one.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, Matt does it. Does, he does.
Oh, man. Oh, if I was a DJ,
right?
This would be in my
definitely
my set list.
This is killing it in the clubs right now.
Is it really?
Yeah,
it should be. You wouldn't know what to do. It's like the Stone Cold Snoop Dogg song. But what is going on with this? I can't figure it out.
Oh, boy. That's wild.
Uncle Shark.
Wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-weed.
So if you really loved M-bop as a kid.
You're going to love Baby Shark.
Now you realize why your kids like Baby Shark, because they're both just about the same level of fun nonsense. But
that's
this one for a new generation.
You love Bohemian Rhapsody, then you're going to love Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yes, just not as much. You also love Panic at the Disco because they're also theatrical.
Yeah. Did you use an exclamation mark on that?
Yes. Thank that's you. Where I said Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
I speak with punctuation.
You
don't
have
worry.
To.
So, yeah, that's the thing going around now that, I don't know. People need to be aware that Baby Shark is just M-bop redid about Baby Shark.
Yeah. And the subliminal message there is to eat Tide Pods if you play it backwards.
Oh,
to
gosh.
Which one?
Yeah, it does.
Both?
Yeah, both of those.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tide Pods.
See, Tide Pods weren't around when M-bop was a thing. So yeah. They knew some stuff.
They got one song, you play it forward, it tells you to drink chlorine.
That's the things you learn in homeschool.
Yeah.
Learn to drink chlorine.
Sip on it or whatever.
It's the strongest sanitizer.
Yeah. Something I've
My
never...
My throat's white now.
All right.
Something I've never, ever used in Best Damn Audio before is a foot race at a family outing. Never before have I done it. But today I'm going to because this lady is an aunt, and she wants to be the cool aunt. So, I don't know, she's really pretty good looking. Looks like, you know, she's young and attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in a foot race with her niece and nephew. Hey, you can see them here, Matt. This is the video I'm going to share around for everybody. Actually, I'm going to share a couple of these. But I want everybody to see this one. So she's in a foot race, and she wants to be the cool aunt, but she also wants to win the race. And being competitive kind of gets the better of her. The title of the video is Auntie Shows No Mercy.
Oh, cool.
Auntie.
Here's the clip.
All right, Mark. Get set. Go.
Get my head stuck.
She pushing him down.
Holy moly.
And they live somewhere around here, apparently.
Damn.
She's pushing them down. She
pushed them down.
Yeah. That...
She gave him a head start.
She's
then...
pushing them down.
Damn. No.
She's pushing them down.
Did you do that on purpose? No.
No.
Pushing them down.
Damn.
Oh, no.
They're going to be at Harris.
Oh, no.
In September. $3 down.
But yeah, it's the lady running the camera really makes the video with her commentary at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the
is that her race. Kids that the aunt was pushing down? I guess.
Probably, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know, man.
I remember.
The kids are like 4 and 6, probably. Oh,
but when you were a kid,
shoving them in the back of the head,
and you're doing a competition, like we were talking about earlier, bowling and stuff. Like I remember going to play putt putt and stuff. I know for a fact my daddy was hitting them stupid just to let us win or whatever. And once I figured that out, I didn't appreciate it very much.
Exactly.
I wanted him to play just as hard.
Yes. When they beat their cute aunt at a foot race, they'll know they earned it.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to shove them down.
Pushing them down.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's always fun when there's a kid who feels cheated and just did a face plant in the grass.
Two of them.
And one of them sounded like he was crying at one point. It was the little boy who's the smaller one who was got pushed down right. First.
Did you see the one video a couple weeks ago? Is the kid sitting there in a high chair, you know, with the little, what do they go, food desk or whatever in front of him? And the dad takes a piece of sliced cheese and throws it on the kid's forehead, and it just sticks there, and he's just looking up at it.
Oh, no, the cheese challenge on your kid.
Everybody's doing it now.
Oh, man.
I mean, everybody's doing it to their own kids. 10, 12, 13.
Yeah. If it ain't cup flip, now they're doing cheese throws.
Throwing cheese in. You know what? Throw that piece of cheese at your dog. Watch him catch it like magic.
Uh-huh.
Go invent something. Go cure a disease.
Yes.
Quit flipping bottles and throwing cheese.
And shoes.
And touchdowns.
Ugh.
Oh, man. So many people are very, throwing very touchdowns. Mad that we played Baby Shark on the show. Oh, well, your kids love it, all right?
Yeah.
That's for them.
Our 12-plus numbers just went crazy.
We're trying to get a new generation of P1s, and we got to start them young, okay? Stick around for headlines featuring stories about sex.
That's right. We're trying to get them to, in 9 years, y'all can drink our beer.
All right. Final clip. This is it, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in Canberra, Australia, featuring a paraglider landing from a jump.
Two of them?
Just one. Just a lone paraglider.
I got you.
Landing from a jump in Australia and immediately being attacked by a roo.
What's up, Skip?
Hey!
Go away!
Kangaroos.
Go away.
A roo, okay.
Yes, a kangaroo. Now, that's a video you're going to be able to go watch right now at facebook.com/riseguys, just for the record, so you can see exactly what happens.
Oh, boy.
You can't gather the full effect of it from that, but yeah, I mean, as soon as this guy lands, the kangaroos just come hopping up, kicking him and stuff.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I do.
What's up, Skip?
Hey!
Go away!
Kangaroos.
Oh, my.
Are you watching it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm showing Matt now. The kangaroos just, don't you fall out of the sky over here. I'm going to come kick you a bunch of times.
Oh, wouldn't you, too? I mean, that's the same thing happened in Area 51.
Yeah.
Is this one of those
what
things
happened
where
with the deer there?
People here really, really, really like kangaroos.
Oh, yeah.
They're so cute. People in Australia hate them damn things.
Do they?
They hate them, yeah. They hate them.
Is that their possum?
Worse.
Yeah.
Worse, because it's big and it can hurt you.
Now, and hold that thought. We need to go to Slidell County live right now. A homeless man just attacked by an opossum.
No. It was the ghost of George Jones.
Opossum.
Not the possum, opossum.
Yes.
The Irish George Jones.
Well, I'm posting the video right now. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. FB.com/RiseGuys. You can go there to check that out right now.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
So she's not happy. She feels as though he's cheating on her because it just doesn't make sense. He's just changed. So we're going to go to our old ways and offer him the free romantic meal for two and find out who he wants to take with him. But let's bring her back first. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So Intercom Legal makes me ask everybody this. Are you sure that you want to do this and you gave us the phone number and we're not twisting your arms or offering you concert tickets to do this?
Yes, I am 100% sure.
Paige, you verify that?
I verify.
Jimmy, do you second it with
sure.
a bell?
Yeah.
Any like signs? All right. It goes through. All right. Fatboy's going to dial the number. You let me work my magic here and we're going to find out who this floozy is, if there is a floozy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Floozy, Jezebel, you know.
Harlot.
Harlot, a thought.
Bathsheba.
Your call cannot be completed.
Oh, no.
No.
Homeboy didn't pay his bill?
Well, we have trouble dialing.
Well, Fatboy has sausage fingers.
He does. It's like trying to dial with bratwurst.
It looks like he's got five double-bought beer brats on his hand.
Yes, it does.
It really does. You put a bun on that thing and some mustard, and I might just eat it.
There's some sauerkraut in his palm.
Save the thumb for me, fat boy. Poor thing. Oh, here we go.
Fieners in his britches.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Derek, please?
This is Derek.
Derek, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I have a great offer for you, sir. This is your lucky day.
Okay.
All right. This is why it's your lucky day. Do you know why it's your... Do you have any idea why I'm calling you right now?
I have no idea. Who is this?
Well, my name is John Holmes. And I'm calling you from John Holmes Sausage Factory. We have some of the best dogs you'll ever have in your life. And what I need to know... I'm sorry? I'm sorry. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and stop you right here with the sales pitch. Hey, Matt, man. I appreciate it, bud, but I realize I'm on the radio right now. Good. That was a good try with the Sausage Factory.
I sat here and wrote this whole John Holmes Sausage Factory thing about the... you didn't even let me get to my catchphrase for this whole thing.
Inventive.
All right. Well, how did you know? Wow. Do you recognize my voice? It's world known.
Yeah. You know, I gotta admit, I recognize this your voice. And, you know, I was actually listening to some of the segment.
Oh, so you know why we're calling.
Yeah, and first of all, I got to apologize to you guys for the childish behavior of my girlfriend. I mean, she knows I listen to this show, so...
Tracy!
First of all, hey, baby.
You're supposed to be at work.
Yeah, I'm at work right now. You ever heard of earbuds? I can multitask. Ooh, that's why I got this job.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, about the dog plays football. So, or basketball, I mean.
Okay. Well, Tracy, first of all, if you know he listens to the show, why would you... That was one of the first questions Fat Boy says is, does he listen to the show? Is he aware of the show? And you said no. And now he listens to the show.
He's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he should have been at work. He shouldn't have been listening.
Okay, but so that's beside the point. So
he was.
Derek,
and he is.
Derek, you're familiar with everything she said, like the part about you're never coming at home. You heard all that, right? You never come home from work anymore. You're always
yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Well, I heard pieces of it because, I mean, I first of all, I was trying to call her. Like, when, you know, I know this voice anywhere. Listen, guys, I've heard this voice multiple times a day, like, for no reason. I know your voice anywhere. Because, like, first of all, you've been taking fights for me.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I know you guys kind of, too. But, like, no, I know my girlfriend's voice.
Okay.
Because, like, she goes in on me for no reason. Day after day after day.
So why? So you, when you heard her during the first part of the call, why didn't you just... Did you try to call her or text her and say, "What the hell are you doing"?
Yeah, I tried to call her and I went straight to voicemail, and then I was like, "Okay, something must be up."
Tracy,
her phone's locked up.
Tracy, were you aware he was trying to call you?
Yeah, but I figured it was something else.
Yeah, you just figured. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Send me straight to voicemail. But you know what? That happened to her the other day because I was in the middle of work,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then as soon as I get home, she starts going in on me for no reason at all. I'm like, what? What's going on?
But what about the thing about, like, she says, you know, the sex life frequency has really slowed down.
Okay. You know what? Like, I'm going to nip this in the bud right now, okay? Like, first of all, she is full of crap. Like, yeah. Our sex life is fine. You know, maybe it might have dialed back a little bit, you know.
But was it really three times a day? Or is that...
Okay, listen, guys. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, maybe when we first started dating, yeah, that was...
Okay.
That was our thing, you know. but, like, you know, life comes at you. Like, I mean, I have a new job now. You know what I mean? So, like, right. I'm working all the time and, like... Yeah, and I'll go hang out with my buddies or whatever like that, but it's only so I can get out of the house for a little bit. Because lately, you've been starting fights with me for no reason at all.
Tracy, you're being awful quiet now. You don't know what he's talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about? You don't? Okay. Oh, okay. You want to play games now. Okay. Guys,
yes?
I caught Tracy. Nice. I caught her 2 months ago with a fake account.
What fake account?
A fake Facebook account. She's literally trying to flirt with me with using some other girl's avatar, some other girl's face.
Yeah.
Trying to flirt with me, trying to get me to flirt back in order to start a fight. This is what I'm dealing with right now.
Is that, I mean, Tracy, you talked about, you said you wanted to get a you know, a private detective or whatever, but you couldn't afford it. Was that what you were trying to do?
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to see what he was up to.
Oh, yeah, you were just trying to make something out of nothing, out of thin air. Yeah, that's what was happening. I realized that I caught her, and then everything kind of, like, went, you know, back to normal a little bit. But, like, this is a constant problem. This is your constant problem. You're never happy. You're always complaining about something, about how, like, you don't want to be here, instead of, like, you know, making a positive out of everything and, like, making it work. And then you just start fights with me for no reason. I'm like, what's up?
Fine. You know what? I'm done. I'm done with it completely.
You're done? You're done with what?
I'm done with you. I'm ready to move on. I'm tired of your lies.
You didn't catch him cheating or anything. Well, first of all, he recognized my handsome voice, mm-hmm. and that tipped him off. But he also listened to the show, so you didn't catch him doing anything. Why are you ending it?
I'm sick of it. I'm over it. And
over
I will be
what?
Home when you get home today.
But what are the lies?
You didn't find anything.
What did?
It's fine. It doesn't matter. I've already started to pack anyway, so we're done.
You started to pack? What? Where are you going? Yeah.
You've already started to pack before you even made the call here? Just to, like, I guess, in case he was, or what?
I'm so tired of him. I'm done with it. I've met someone, and I'm out. I'm
there
gone.
We go.
Golly bombers, dude. Were you kidding me?
What? What? You there met someone. Wait, where you moving to? Who is what?
Sorry.
You gotta be kidding me.
So you met somebody else, and then...
You have gotta be kidding me. Is this real right now?
As far as I know, it is. You found somebody else, and now you're moving.
Yes,
you gotta
I'm
stop
out of
playing
there.
With me.
So you just didn't want to break
Where
it with
Where are you moving
him?
To? Back home? You don't know anybody here.
Well, you know somebody.
I'm moving in with him.
You met someone?
Oh, no.
God bless
met
America.
Met someone.
All right. Maybe she met someone when she was making fake accounts and flirting with everybody, and then maybe. That's how it worked out.
She catfished herself into a new situation.
Or she's met somebody a long time ago. Calm down, Jim.
Let me get this straight. God, I'm at work right now. Let me get this straight. You call this radio station trying to make something out of thin air like you've been doing for the past, I don't know, 5 months, the whole time you've been seeing somebody else? Is this what you're telling me right now?
I'm telling you that when you get home tonight, I won't be there.
Why wouldn't you just break it? If you found somebody, let's just be in pretend world here. You found somebody else. Why didn't you just say to him, look, we're done. Why would you try to, like, you just didn't want him to break up with you. You wanted him to do the breakup so you wouldn't feel guilty.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
why would you do that though? You're an adult. Why wouldn't you just say to him, "Hey,
that's not
like
that's
what are you trying to get out of this?"
That's childish.
Because I paid the security deposit on the house that we rent, and if he breaks up with me, he's got to pay it back. But now I'm stuck with it, so fine.
Oh,
you did this for a security deposit?
You did all this. You lied. You've lied and made things up out of nowhere about me. You wasted these guys' show. First of all, I apologize again.
This is no waste. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
No, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for
this. You shouldn't be
sorry. It's your fault. But you cheated on me, and you lied again, over and over again. Over $1,100?
Well, hell, that's a lot. That's a big security deposit, ain't it? But regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crap.
I get it.
She's just trying to be all hard now. All right. Well,
wow.
Man, Derek, sorry that this is I was not expecting that at all. I was not expecting that at all. All right, Derek. I don't know what. Thanks for listening to the show. And I guess.
Listen, I hope you. I really do hope you are packed up, because I don't want to step foot in that house and see you again. You better hope you got all your stuff, because anything left is getting burnt on the front lawn.
Golly.
Pete.
Oh, he just pissed it.
Wow.
There, you hung up.
Why didn't you just say that?
Just.
Are you intoxicated right now? Like, did
laughing.
You just
no.
did take a shot before you came on the air? A
no.
shot. Not a. I said a shot.
Me too.
Yeah. Why? Okay. All right. I mean, what else are we going to say? You wanted to break up with him on the radio, didn't you?
Yeah, and what do I have to do to win Black Keys
tickets? Oh, my gosh, are you crazy, lady?
All right, adios. Adios. What
Hang
a
on.
Waste.
I'll
what
take your waste. Information.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We're kind of pretending here, mm-hmm. but... This all stemmed from me saying that if they do, or when they do, a 9 movie, you know, not Nito Mosquito 2 or anything like that, but an actual movie about the life and times of 9, he was the fastest fingers in the South. They used to call him 9. The story of 9.
Yeah. Somebody texts in that Drew Carey, he's 60 damn years old.
No.
Drew Carey is?
Yeah, he's 60. He'll be 61
to
in a couple
play you?
Months. Yeah.
Well, so I said
he's
Patton 60. Oswalt.
I'm
would...
34, and I don't look that much. I have a rugged face, but damn.
I'm glad you've come to terms with it. I meant
love it.
No harm when I said you had a rugged face.
That's another thing. You said Patton Oswalt. He does not have a rugged face.
Well, he'd need to have some kind of, plastic,
far too old.
Surgery. He'd really need to show it all for this role.
Uh-huh.
And plus, I think you're in better shape than he is.
Probably.
That guy's been through the ringer.
Yeah.
I mean, he really has. And then for me, a lot of awful, hurtful things were said.
Well,
and continue to be. Uh-huh. At 72341, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. The only one that I like was when someone said that I could be played by Bray Wyatt.
You didn't like Nick Offerman playing you?
Oh, Nick Offerman, I do like. Nick Offerman's one of those I think you have to constantly say, you know, the guy from Parks and Rec, Ron Swanson.
Yeah. Well, unless you know a little bit about comedy, then you know exactly who he is.
Or the his wife was...
Megan Mullally.
Oh, from Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
That's his real-life wife. What's her last name?
Mullally.
It sounds like you're saying it wrong, but you are saying it right. Mullally. Megan Mullally.
Some people are saying Danny McBride with a beard could be Matthew.
Okay.
Could be.
You like that one?
Danny R. McBride? Yeah. That's her buddy.
Daniel Richard. I have one for Fat Boy, and this guy does a little bit of acting, but not a whole lot.
Oh.
Am I going to have to look him up?
No, you know exactly who he is. You see his picture every time you get off the elevator upstairs.
DJ Khaled?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
No.
What
world are you living in?
Well, DJ Khaled, if Fatboy got a tan, he would look like DJ Khaled with less hair.
No.
Come
on. Fatboy doesn't get a tan to play the guy that's playing him.
But besides the skin tone, they're identical.
He'd have to go in whiteface.
He's better looking than
olive skin tone.
They're identical besides the skin tone.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see his reel to see how good he is.
Fatboy, I need you to wear, like, Versace shirts and sweatpants and flip-flops and hold small children.
And I got to hate.
Poolside.
And he's much taller than that, right?
I got to hate pleasing women.
Yeah, DJ Khaled's really short, I believe.
Yeah, he's really.
What is he, Middle Eastern?
Yeah, he's 5'7".
I think he's Iranian or something.
Is
like
he
that.
Really?
I think so. It might be Turkish.
I have one for Fat Boy.
Okay. Fat Boy, who's taking your calls at 1-800-774-0093, Fat Boy.
And this is a good actor that can capture the essence. You know, we need a good character actor to play Fat Boy.
As an actress, this is probably going to be a good recommendation.
Well, and Fat Boy has really pretty blue eyes. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking this person has really beautiful blue eyes.
Go ahead. Who is it?
And this person, this would be a role that he would have to gain weight for.
Fat Boy would, or the character?
No, the actor that I would hire. And it would be, are you ready for this?
Eventually.
Bradley Cooper to play Fat Boy with beer.
Be glad he can't hear that.
I know.
Because you would make, I mean, it'd make his day, but it would be false hope. It's like encouraging a bad singer to go on American Idol.
Well, why not? Yeah. Fat Boy's handsome.
Look, you say that, you're such a faker, Paige.
I'm not a
she
faker.
She said that as Fat Boy put the phone down and
I
put his headphones back on.
I did not say that.
Yeah. I think Fat Boy's handsome. You hear that, Fat
he
Boy?
Is.
Oh, who'd she say?
Paige said she wanted to bang you.
I did
She
not.
Said you're handsome.
I said, yeah, well,
Paige thinks everybody looks good.
You have beautiful blue eyes, and I would have Bradley Cooper play you.
Bradley Cooper for you, Fat Boy.
God.
She said he'd have to gain some weight.
You'd have to put on probably 150 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw some powdered sugar in his facial hair.
Get a bald spot in the back of his head.
Yeah.
File off his cheekbones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk around like he's half a horse.
Yes. Have a lot less money.
Mm-hmm. Huge upper body.
You get an Oscar playing Fat Boy. I'm telling you, that's the way you should go.
I will not pick one for Paige. I've learned my lessons
with
women.
No, I
want
to hear it. No.
I don't have one in mind. I have one in mind, but I won't say it.
Because
it's different with women. It just is different.
It won't insult me as long as it's not right.
Write it down. I'll say it.
No, then she'll know it was me.
I'll tell her I wrote it down.
Wait a little while and say it later. Just act like you.
Okay.
Just figure it out.
Pretend you're reading a text later, but it'll really be mine.
There come the, if Don DeLuise were alive for Matt.
Shut up.
And don't worry. The same guy said if Chris Farley were alive, he'd do me. And play me in a movie as well.
Play you in a movie as well.
Both.
I would take Kathy Bates to play me. Heck yeah.
Oh, my God, Paige. Hold on.
No, somebody said that. I would do that. Heck yeah. She's a great actress.
Right, let me turn this word. Paige can absolutely not see it.
What?
Let me see.
Go ahead.
Oh, she'd love that.
I would probably love it.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
They're
the first thing that a woman will do is look at the woman's age and then say, oh, you think I look like that?
But I don't care about age. Is she a good actress?
Oh, yeah.
Freaking awesome.
I want to know.
I think that the role of Paige, if there's ever a movie, would be played by Glenn Close.
I would love that. I think she could.
She could totally nail you. I mean, they would have to make her look years younger, but regardless.
I would love. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. I was fearful of that.
My second one
was Jane Fonda. No, I'm kidding about that. Lily Tomlin.
I don't have the body. Jane Thompson
is very hot.
She's hot.
It's Anna of Wonder Boy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to line two. I just spoke. Speak of him, and he will show up. It's P1 Bog Brown. Hey, Bog.
You said it three times. It's like Beetlejuice, you know?
Bog Brown.
He's going to appear.
Goodness.
That's right.
How are you, sir?
Doing well.
Good.
If you was to do a movie, I would cast John Hamm to play Mattman.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
I would cast De Niro to play Fatboy.
Oh, yeah, the look.
Perfect.
Do the look.
Perfect.
God, that's a high praise.
Yeah, but you know, this is building up to something.
Uh-huh, yeah, it is.
I would cast Paige. I would do Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, I love her. Yeah.
And then,
I mean, she'd have to have a major augmentation of the breasts.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then for nine, I'd have to go Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight.
You know what?
Newman?
The first three proved you need to get your eyes checked, so whatever, man.
Wayne Newman?
Did encephalitis cost you your eyesight as well?
You're talking about.
They don't wear contacts.
Well, you need to get some new ones. And I'm not saying that about me. I'm saying it about everybody else.
Newman lost weight.
What? Wayne Knight's got a rugged face too.
You gonna compliment everybody else and then call in and take a dump on old nine? Jerk off.
Look at this picture.
No.
He lost weight. Hello, nine.
But he's like 70 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 34. I'm the youngest dude in this room by a lot.
He would be old nine, he said. Yeah, yeah. Wayne
Knight
is
63. On a Monday night.
He's 63 years old.
What's Norm
still,
from Cheers
he's
doing,
the only
one
to tell you Snapchat?
Oh,
that
man.
Perfect.
Well, Big, that was fantastic, sir. Gwyneth Paltrow for Paige. Several people are agreeing with that one. Thank you, sir.
Good luck, guys.
God bless you, Big Brown. Thank you. I don't see that. When he said Wayne Knight at first, I was thinking the dude from Nike.
Well, he thinks Matt looks like John Hamm, which is even in the same. I mean, y'all.
He saw me changing one time.
You guys look nothing alike at all. Like, there's hardly anybody you can find who looks less like you than John Hamm.
You have to search him with a beard and sunglasses on. We look just alike.
You look like him there. It's going to be hard for you to walk.
I bet he was thinking of Mia Hamm, is what he was thinking.
Who did he say for Fat Boy? I forgot.
De Niro.
Perfect.
I mean, the facial hair and the smile is very similar.
I like that.
Let's go to Todd in Greenville. I know it's not Twisted Todd because he's from Simpsonville. Hey, Todd.
Yeah, I'm kind of twisted, but not like that. What's going on, guys?
Not much. We're talking about this movie that no one's ever going to make. Who would play us?
Yeah, The Rise and Fall of Upstate Radio. We got Matt Mann's going to be Guy Fieri. I said that right.
Yeah, you did.
We got, Paige is going to be Christy Alley.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Christy Alley.
Fat Boy is basically Tom Segura in real life.
Oh, pretty close. Tommy Buns.
Yeah.
And Nine knows this, but he's Dustin from Stranger Things.
Oh, Dustin's great.
The kid?
He's the best one.
Yeah, I'm the cool one.
Yes.
Yes.
You
should be a casting director, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Well done.
Todd, thank you, sir. Have a great morning.
Yes, sir. All right.
That's
so funny.
God.
That's
good.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. Carolina's number one morning show. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.